Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio and Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Broadcasting every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. Join Psychic Tina Marie and Bob Weber as they invite you, along with their special guests, for a weekly journey of the paranormal. Learn about paranormal happenings and call in for a psychic mini-read. To call into the show, dial 347-237-5339. Or join us in the interactive chat room for your comments and your questions. Now let's get to the show. It's Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
All right, welcome to the show. This is Primarily Paranormal. Welcome to the show. We've got Bob Weber also in the house.
Absolutely. Man on the switchboard, got all the tabs open with the windows. I mean, we're just racking it back.
God help tonight. Amen.
Absolutely.
There you go. There you go. Today is the 17th of June already. Boom. And this month is just going by so quickly.
And there's going to be a big moon.
Big moon,
month.
The 23rd.
23rd.
I think they said the 23rd.
Closest is going to, you know, obviously on the solstice or what do they call that?
They say it's supposed to be closer for some reason. Everything's closer together.
Everything's closer.
Yeah.
I mean.
We'll take a stroll down to the bay.
There you go.
That'd be pretty pictures.
It will be.
You betcha.
Reach
you
up and touch it.
There you go. That'd be fun.
That'd be time.
All right, everybody, on this program tonight, we call it Primarily Paranormal for a reason. It'll majority of what we're going to be doing is talking, you know, about the world of the paranormal, and we got a great guest tonight. He is Eric Perry out of Central New Hampshire Paranormal Society. Paranormal Society, there you go.
That's right.
He's been on our show my daytime show quite a few times, and he's been on here on Primarily Paranormal also once before, twice before.
That's right.
Yes, he has. All right, we'll be pulling him in shortly.
That's
is there
right.
anything that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I mean, other than, you know, I see that we got some callers. If you're calling in for a psychic mini reading, make sure that you do hang on because we take those toward the end of the show. If there's any, we invite people to join us in the chat room. Just log on to Blog Talk Radio and search for WGGM and then look for the current show page. And it's called Primarily Paranormal. Psychic Tina Marie.
There you go. You know, we will take the readings if, you know, time permits. Because once we get going with these programs like this, time just flies.
That it does.
It absolutely does.
But, without any really further ado, we're going to bring on our guest, who is Eric Perry. He is the co-founder and the lead investigator, his own radio show in his own right, for the Central New Hampshire Paranormal Society, based out of Manchester, New Hampshire.
There you go.
So without any further ado, we're going to bring on Eric. And Eric, you're on air. How you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing great. We're gearing up for our big event here coming up next weekend down in Massachusetts.
Okay. Let's talk about that. We love events. What's coming up?
We're going to be with five different teams with us at the Haunted Victorian Mansion in Gardner, Mass. They were just recently on Paranormal Witness. They've been on Ghost Adventurers. They'll be coming out this summer. Taps and a few other shows. And this makes our fourth visit here. And it's just such an active place.
Wow, fantastic.
Very
That's
good,
interesting.
Yeah.
Eric, can you speak up just a little bit
for
us?
You're a little faint.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. We can hear you now.
That's right.
We'll get cranked.
Don't be afraid of no ghosts here.
Okay.
There you go.
But I know that recently a lot of things have taken place for you. Why don't you kind of catch us up since we've talked last?
Yeah, this year we were at the 2013 Paranormal Awards, myself and some of my investigators. And we actually walked away, well, I did, for Central New Hampshire for the Outstanding Leadership Award for the 2013 Paranormal Awards.
Oh, congratulations
on that.
We've been so busy. We just helped out a lady just recently, a client, that she was having some problems with this spirit in her home. She wanted to make sure she wasn't, how can I put it, crazy. Myself and a couple investigators went in there and found out what was going on there, and then we had the place cleansed afterwards. And it turned out real well, and she's very happy with everything that happened.
Well, good. And did it resolve the problem?
It did. It did. She said she's never slept better in her whole life after that.
Kind of. What is some of the evidence that you obtained from this location?
We were using different pieces of equipment, everything from EMF meters to the ghost array, which are like blue sensor lights. When something crosses its path, it lights up blue.
Yeah, I've seen that the other day. That's a pretty cool object, electric magnetic, right?
That's our new piece. It's coming in here shortly. It should be here this week.
Okay.
These are little ghost boxes. They call little ghost arrays, and they're in a little square, like jewelry box, I would say. And they have a copper antenna on it with a little blue LED light.
Wow.
And,
okay, so when an entity or a spirit gets close to it, it lights up?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of new gadgets out there.
There is. We've been the geophone. We use the geophone. Some of the evidence we got from the geophone, we can't even fathom half of it. There was a what we did is at this house, we set up the equipment. We left the house sterile. We left outside, just let the equipment run, and see what we caught. Well, it caught something on the geophone, like a mechanical voice, that we can't figure out what it's saying.
Hmm.
And this device is mostly for picking up vibrations and stuff like that. But it's all so sensitive as a listening device, it actually can pick up voices.
Isn't that something? That's pretty cool. You buddy. I'm going to tell you, what is your favoritest piece of equipment that you like to use right now?
We refer to that as Tina-isms.
Now quit. Don't be picking on me on air now.
My favorite piece of equipment lately would have to be my geophone, just for the fact that I can actually hitch a recorder up to it and just leave it alone. It does it on its own, everything that it needs to do.
All right, for the people out there that does not know what this is, would you explain it real quick?
Yeah, a geophone is a small device that you can hitch up speaker, your headphones to, if you set it down. You can pick up voices, different things, vibrations in the surface of the home. The one we just did, we taped it down to the bathroom floor and set a recorder with it, hitched a recorder up to it, and just let it run. And what it does, it picks up everything from, you could hear a pin drop. That's how sensitive it is.
Wow,
with
cool beans, cool beans. Well, I was just tickled years ago to go from real recording to digital. I swear I had hundreds and hundreds of little reel cassettes. Oh my Lord, really come far in these. You had to think about that, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's true.
Some of the stuff that we're using now, we're even using a different kind of EMF detector. It's more of a EMF radiation detector.
Yeah.
And it's totally different. It doesn't do the same things that the ghost meters that you see out there or the K2s. It does something totally different. It only picks up on appliances that are giving off energy, like your refrigerator, your microwave, stuff like that. It's the only thing that'll set it off.
Cool.
So we walk around and we actually have to, it helps out a lot because it helps us debunk a lot of things.
Well, does that work with energy cages? Real well?
We used it in this location that we just did. We went down to, because we've been there before, this was a callback, and we used it to debunk one of the things that we had going on there down in the basement. We had a tri-field meter go off down in the basement of this property, and we didn't have this radiation detector at the time. So when we went back to this place, we used it, and it picked up on all the wiring, the fear cage factor, everything.
Cool beans.
That's how strong it was in there.
And we want to thank the callers that are calling in. If you're calling in for a psychic mini reading, please be patient, because we'll do that towards the back part of the show, the back half of the show. We thank you for calling in. We thank the people joining us in the chat room.
Hi,
under
everybody.
The stars and the guests.
Thank you. Yes.
We thank you for joining us. If you want to dial into the show, dial 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know.
All right. Hey, you know, Eric, I was going to ask you, you being up there, you know, and where you're at in New Hampshire, with the weather change going from so darn cold, you're going through your season change. Have you noticed anything in reference to anything more activity or difference in the activity from the winter to the, you know, to spring and summer?
We seem to be getting a lot more calls right now to investigate some locations, and a lot of private homes that have been calling up and saying, hey, could you please come on and see what's going on? Because they figure something's going on there. They're hearing walking sounds or they're hearing voices and stuff like that. We've been to a couple places that nothing was going on. But right now we're dealing with one spirit that traveled from one family member to another, and that's going on right now.
Ooh, transference.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
We got a story on that.
Oh, my.
But I'll tell you what, we're up against our first break. Eric, we are listening to Primarily Paranormal here on the WGGM Radio Network, which is Greater Good Ministry, all inspiration all the time. We'll be right back after this short break. And remember to call in, dial 347-237-5339. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
Kadosh. Kadosh.
Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Greater Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archived programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great values on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
All right, welcome back to Primarily Paranormal. This is Tina Marie, and we've got Bob Weber in the house.
Absolutely. And, you know, that last commercial was about Greater Good Ministry Radio and all the wonderful program that we do have available on this network. You know, please visit ggmradio.com and check out all the terrific hosts, the different program that is offered. Of course, there's the archives are over there. You can listen to all the past shows. as well as stop at the gift shop, look at the jewelry store, the crystals and stones, and, of course, Reverend B's bookshop.
Very old, beautiful.
You know,
beautiful
so
stuff.
Make sure you stop over there at www.ggmradio.com.
All right.
And our special guest tonight is Eric Perry. He is with Central New Hampshire Paranormal up in Manchester, New Hampshire. And there was a question in the chat room. I don't have a psychic experiences. I want to know how to get a mini reading under the stars. I think that is you. You can dial into 347-237-5339. We will try to get to as many callers as we can towards the end of the show.
All right.
And then just press 1 to let us know.
Yeah. Be sure to press 1 to let us know if you'd like to talk to me at the end of the show.
But we're going to bring Eric Perry back on. And Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Good, 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 good.
There you are. There you are. The weather's good up there then.
Yeah, we have had a severe thunderstorm warnings come through here until about 9 o'clock tonight, I guess, and they just dropped them, so I guess we're in the clear.
There you go. Well, good enough. Good enough.
You know, Eric, I know your family in your society. Why don't you talk about some of your key team members that you have there, because, you know, obviously you guys are a team, and you work as a team.
Yeah, I tell everybody, it's more like a family than a team. We all help out each other. If we're one of us is sick or something like that, myself and Sandy will go visit our sick member and bring them like a goodie basket and some food to help out the family and stuff like that if they need something. Let me start with my co-founder, Sandra Bartlett. She's been with the team since day one of the inception of CNHPS, and she's one of the hardest workers I know out there, and she holds no punches when it comes to people in general. She's very down to earth. What's that?
I said that is wonderful. That is. It's very, very important to be able to have individuals on the team and in the family like that that liable. They're accountable. There
right.
You go.
And you know, she always has
reliable.
Yeah, she always has my back when it comes to anything that has to do out there. She just this year we actually gave her an award. The team did for being co-founder of the year through Central. To say thank you to her for all the hard work she's done.
That's wonderful.
We have
your lead investigator. Is she
one of my lead investigators? I have is David Currier. Out of Keene, New Hampshire, and he's a huge asset and definitely what I call one of my close friends. And he came to us from another team that closed down for a while, but now they started back up, and he absolutely loves it here. He has a hunt, as he puts it, he has a hunt every weekend. He can go to anyone he wants. He just loves it. He's just brought a lot of difference to the team, and he's one of the jokesters of the team. I'll put it that way.
Well, good enough. It's very, very important to have that harmony. It makes for a good team. It sure does. Well, anything else that you'd like to talk about real quick?
Yeah, we're doing I don't know what your guys' thoughts are. We're doing a lot of advertising with Central, different business sites and stuff like that. We've been doing a lot with everything from yard signs to car magnets to window stickers to banners to tablecloths to postcards, everything. We've been working really hard. What's your guys' thoughts on, you know, doing advertising?
Well, I mean, certainly, you know, in the Internet age, you know, if someone needs, if they're having challenges, you know, I do it more through Google Analytics.
Very much
and
so.
In this region, you know, you type anything paranormal, ghost hunting. I mean, Gulf Coast Paranormal and
our
Miss,
team comes
and,
up, yeah.
And MissTina.com both rank very, very high.
You betcha.
Like number one and two consistently. So, I mean,
we've been through all that, the advertising, the pamphlets, and things like this. And once you get, once you really get well known in a location, I didn't mean to speak over you, darling.
Ooh.
I mean, go ahead with your.
Well,
I was just saying, we have found...
We do it through Google Analytics.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
We really don't.
And we find that effective, and
we don't seek it out too much. We're getting older.
Yeah. I mean, we want to help the families that are in need, and certainly, you know, whenever you, get someone that has that need, and it's a legitimate need, because let's face it, you know, like you said, you went to some places, and there's nothing there. You know, and we try and do what we can as much as we can in advance prior to doing an investigation.
Yes.
You know, through the series of questionnaires that we use and then the interview process, you know, we want to get a really good idea of what's going on, because sometimes we find a lot of the cases are not paranormal, it's more psychic.
Yeah.
And, we're one of those teams that likes to sit down and talk to the client. Sit there after we get to the investigation for a little bit and kind of feel them out a little more while we're there. And then we go from there. If we feel that it warrants an investigation, we'll set up the equipment and just go with it.
Oh, yeah, I have to agree. But, you know, all over the years, you know, at Christmas time, I would send out the postcards. It's a cute gesture. You know what I'm saying? And keep in contact with people and things like that, whether you send them to the, you know, the businesses in town and things like that. It would depend what your strategy is and what you're trying to accomplish with this.
Yeah, we don't want to do businesses. So
we've had some people that have come across on us that want, you know, say you guys should do some more business advertising. I was just on a radio show for an AM session here in Dracut, Massachusetts, just recently. And from that show, we've been getting emails here and there from just doing that one radio show. People talking about what's going on at their houses.
Google Analytics is one of the best things that I'm telling you.
Well, yeah, I mean, or it just is. Making sure my site's optimized so it's got all the keywords and the locations, you know, that we want to concentrate in. But of course, you know, we've gotten help, you know, doing these shows. You know, we've gotten calls from all over the nation.
That's the
reason why we have Dixie Boo Research, which is that branch takes care of finding a reputable team in that area. I mean, we'll do the initial questionnaire to find out what it is. We'll do a phone interview. You know, Tina will do some precog with it. And if we think it's a real deal, we will find a team in that area to help those people.
Yep. I'll tell you, we have gotten calls from Kuwait. We have gotten calls from... all over the place.
California, Colorado, Wisconsin.
We've been really lucky. Central's now being seen all over the world because of our website. We have everybody from Iraq, Iran, China, Pakistan. We actually got some fans that actually follow us on our Facebook page from Pakistan.
There you go. Hey, what do you feel about, you know, and I'm not being judgmental. Oh, my. Oh, absolutely not. But, the last 6 months, I think we have talked about this before. What is your feelings about these teams that charge, call themselves rental paranormal teams? We never charge.
Same here. Central, that's definitely Central's belief, is not to charge for any investigation. The only thing we do charge for is if we're holding a lecture. And usually, like with the Haunted Victorian, all that money's going to the Haunted Victorian that we're doing the lectures at this weekend that we're raising, which helps them replace their roof and everything that they have in the house.
Well, yeah, but in a situation like that, you know, where, you know, you're going there to speak, you know, obviously I can understand that. Yeah, it's a whole different...
Right. I've seen one team, I believe they're out of Lowell, and they were charging $1,000 for a cleansing.
Gracious.
Jeez.
And that took a step back for me. I was like, what? You guys are charging money for this? There's a lot that goes on out there that I just saw a team from Texas with it on its window on the back of their minivan.
I sent that to you.
and I was just flabbergasted at that. But also I've noticed a lot of lately that's going on out here in the field, and I'll just say it out there. It seems to me that a lot of everybody from, like, say, Sylvia Brown down, everyone's all the psychics and mediums are all now starting to get called out a lot more for their beliefs and stuff. And it seems that way when it comes to teens and now that are charging.
There's a lot of hatred in this whole world, a bunch of bullies.
Well, I mean, when it comes to a psychic and psychic medium, I mean, obviously Tina is one, clairvoyant as well. And, she's got a talent, and that is her livelihood, that is her business. And, she's providing a service, and you're either satisfied with it or you're not. And if not, we have refunded.
That's why I try to give as much away also. I'm trying to balance it all
out.
But
that's the reason why, she also does these, the blog talk shows where, she'll do the mini reading just to give a person a sample of what she's able to do, and just, quite frankly, just surprises the hell out of people sometimes on how accurate she is.
Right, and I do understand people's freedom of speech and all this stuff people that are saying. What gets me is, and I'll say it out there, and it, just for being a social site, Facebook is one of those social sites that you're allowed to put whatever you want up there. I've noticed in the recent half a year now, I've noticed that there's more adult sites now popping up on Facebook that should not be there. And there's also more hatred sites and bully sites that are out there.
It has been rampant. It's just horrible. I mean, I Eric, I'm going to tell you, it just saddens my heart to see so much finger pointing, and it's sad. And when we see things like this, pray for them. Put it out in the elements, man, good. Pray for them, because there is some, I come across, I won't say what the name of the site is, but it's just like they don't mind now. They tear anybody and everybody down.
I don't know.
Some of it, you just kind of shake your head. It's like.
Right, right. And then it gets these people that are actually doing a real good job out there. And, they call, some of these sites call us para-celebrities or stuff like that. Well, we're not. All we are is we're doing something good for the community. And we're getting recognized by these people out there in the paranormal community, which tell you that, you're doing a great job. Keep up the
good
work.
We've been flying under the radar with them.
Gosh, my broom is a little bit lower.
Well, I put it this way. If it comes down to something, we just release our, as I put it, our pit bull, which is Sandy, and then she takes care of it.
Yeah. I'll tell you, they always say if people aren't talking about you, you're not doing something.
Well, if they're not talking about you, you're dead. That's
correct.
What I always
say. I don't know. We're still talking about ghosts.
Well, that's because they're
right.
Showing themselves.
That's true.
My team went through, as I tell everybody, we went through a hell of a beating, me in particular, out there for a while. And it's still calming down quite a bit. And
but you guys came back stronger and better.
Yeah,
I
put it this way, we rise out of the ashes like a phoenix. We came out of it.
There you go. Your reputation, your groups, all of this, it will speak for itself.
But, Eric, why don't you plug your website and also your upcoming event again?
Yeah, sure. You can get in contact with us at www.centralnhps.com or on our Facebook page at Central New Hampshire Paranormal Society. And this weekend we are going to be at the Haunted Victorian in Gardner, Massachusetts, the site of TAPS has been there, Ghost Adventurers and everything. It's going to be a wonderful event. We have 4 to 5 different teams that are going to be there with us. Two of the teams happen to be Central Sister teams. And then some great speakers. We have Spiritual Frank going to be in the house with us, and my buddy Mark from Mass Ghost, he'll be in the house, and Steve Nighthunter from Night Hunters Paranormal, and the G.H. Payne team from Newmarket, New Hampshire.
All right. That sounds very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. And your web, one more time?
It's www.centralnhps.com.
All right.
There you go.
All right. What else you want to talk about? Anything? Come on, let's pull it up.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we hold on to that thought, because we're at our break point. So we'll be right back after these brief messages. You're listening to Primarily Paranormal with Psychic Tina Marie and Bob Weber. We'll be right back on the WGGM Radio Network. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini-reading as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Psychic Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina in the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina in the Gulf Coast Paranormal at GulfCoastParanormal.com. Good Medicree Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archived programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great values on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Primarily Paranormal, and it is the 17th of June.
That it is.
And, my gosh.
You know, in this show, we primarily talk about paranormal. That's why we call it Primarily Paranormal. But the last part of the show, that's where, if we have time available, we do psychic mini readings.
Last 15, if time is warranted, we will be doing the psychic readings. Last 15 minutes of this program, Primarily Paranormal.
But,
and,
you know, we do have a special guest tonight, that being Eric Perry of Central New Hampshire Paranormal Society. Glad to have him back with us. And, Eric, you know, this event sounds pretty interesting. Why don't you give us a little bit of details about this mansion that you're going to be working in?
Yeah, this mansion dates back to the 1700s, and it's called the S.K. Pierce Mansion. Everybody that stayed there has been P.T. Barnum, Betty Davis, some presidents have also stayed there, and it has some rich, rich history to it. Some of the things that have gone on in the home are totally different. There was a little boy. One of my first investigations was the mansion, and I was down in the basement with the owner, Edwin, and I was down in the basement, down where a little boy actually drowned in a well. He fell from the top of the building, what I understood, all the way through the well to the bottom of the house.
Oh,
and
man.
I was in the room by myself, and all of a sudden I heard, "Come play with me." Twice. Clear as a bell, without a recorder or anything, and with my own ears. And
gotta
I was
get
like, wow. It sent a chill down my spine.
Now, naturally, it's a historical location, and what you all you're trying to do with this gathering that you're having is to raise money. You said for the roof and repairs.
For the roof and for the rest of the building, yeah, for Edwin and Lillian. They are wonderful, wonderful people. They love Central. We were there one time, I think, from 3:30 in the afternoon until about 6:30 in the morning.
Wow.
At one point, and they loved us. We actually about 4 o'clock in the morning, we sat down in their dining area, I believe it was, or living room, one of their living rooms in the place, and we started going over our evidence. By the time we left, we gave them a disc of everything that we caught in the place.
Wonderful.
Now you're going to have other people with you. You said members of TAP. Which TAP members are coming down?
No. TAPs, none of the TAPs members will be there.
I'm sorry.
The members that are, it was on the TAPs TV show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We got some of the people that are going to be there. Spiritualist Frank. He has such a gift with communicating with spirits. I've been to one of his lectures before, and it was a phenomenal lecture. I'll put it that way. Phenomenal. He did a great job. He discussed how to do a proper EVP, how to do flashlight play perfectly. He's just an all-around great guy.
Good enough.
We're bringing Joe Paranormal in from New Bedford Paranormal, out of New Bedford, Massachusetts, and he actually has been in the field for over 30 years. And we're bringing a big gun in. And he has a cable access show that he does in Massachusetts. We went on an investigation just recently in Maine with him, and he did a phenomenal job. It was the first time him and I, we wanted to work together. It was the first time him and I actually got together and actually got to work. And it was an honor to actually sit there and
Now, are you doing an investigation or are you doing a seminar?
We're doing
both.
A seminar for the public from 7 to 11. What it is each speaker gets about a half an hour discussion about what's going on at the Victorian and stuff like that. And from Mark, because he's already investigated it just recently, where he actually investigated with two members of TAPS just recently.
Oh, I see.
And then we'll break for some refreshments. Everyone from my team is bringing some refreshments for people. And what else? And then after that, we're going to break up into groups, and we're going to teach them how to do a proper EVPs and how to investigate the paranormal until about 11 o'clock.
Oh, there you go. See, this is what Bob and I truly, we did for a long time, was trying to educate the public, whether it's, you know, personal and just a family in a crisis, you know, with activity. And we have done public, you know, done public.
Yeah, like last year we did the Golfarama Adventure Park in Okaloosa Island. And, you know, that was a promo thing with a radio station where they had five people come in with a guest to do a paranormal investigation. Well, we used it as a training exercise, basically, you know, how to use the equipment, you know.
Absolutely.
How do you proceed in an investigation? Because that's all you can really do. You can't do a proper investigation with...
I'll tell you, we broke up in teams also, and that night we did get a lot of EVPs, all kind
EVP.
Of stuff. Mm-mm-mm-mm.
That's what we're gonna do is we're gonna break up into teams, and teach them everything they have to. Now at 11 o'clock, the public leaves. We have the place for the rest of the night.
There you go.
So all that activity with all the people around might have stirred something up during the night.
Yeah.
And then it might make it easier for us to communicate with what's going on there. We're going to run a few experiments while we're there also. So.
Well, a lot of energy in the building like that should generate, help with the activity in the location as far as I'm concerned.
There's a lot of people,
a lot of energy in there, you betcha.
And it's just before that full moon. It's the day before that full moon.
Oh, there you go.
Good gracious mercy.
And we're going to run what's called the strobe light test.
There you go.
On the man. We're going to take a strobe light. We're going to put it down on the floor and turn it on to a medium setting. We're going to set up a camera, and we're going to leave the area. Now, the theory behind it is when the strobe light and the camera's go, when the camera and strobe light are going, sometimes you'll catch orbs. As you get more into it, you'll start catching figures.
Even a black light. Yeah. I've used black lights years and years ago. And I don't know, to be honest with you, as far as being able to pull them up, I think it does work. It can potentially.
We're trying a lot of different things. We're going to try different experiments and see how we're going to work. We're also going to try the staircase again, where we did catch a shadow person on the staircase. We're going to try it. We're going to set up the ghost arrays on the staircase, along with the geophone and a camera facing down, and see if we catch anything.
There you go. It sounds like you guys are going in, and you know, of all the teams out there that I know of, you're extremely, extremely respectful to the dead and to the spirits out there. And I just wanted
I've been getting that a lot lately from some different teams that are saying that that's the proper way to do it. But there are teams that are out there that provoke. I am so dead against it. And I've told my team members this, my family members, anybody that does provoking at a location will be asked to leave. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yep. I truly believe in that over all the years of doing this. Foolishly, years ago, I provoked, and I paid the piper for it, too. And I'm going to tell you, you receive what you put out.
Correct. And so we haven't had anybody provoke, so that's been really good. So we haven't had to get rid of anybody. But our team now that we do have is pretty much all new members, except for I think we got myself, Sandy, and two originals still left. Out of the whole group. We started from scratch. We rebuilt the whole team.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, bravo. Bravo.
Sometimes you got to do that.
Yep. Working in the world of the paranormal, you just always got to, you know, my biggest key thing is I always try to surround myself with the best I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
With the, well,
we've been working with some really great teams around the New England area. I'm getting to work with my buddy Mark, who I'm a huge fan of. He's only been doing this, I believe, for a little over a year now, and I became a huge fan of his, and he's pretty much became a fan of mine. But him and I, we talk on a daily basis. Sean Sullivan, same thing, wonderful investigator. I just got to work with him in Maine, and one of the brightest people I know in the paranormal field is Sean.
Good enough. Maybe we can have him on the show sometime.
There you go.
I'm pretty sure he would.
But, you know, Eric, we'd like to thank you for your time tonight. You know, folks, we've been talking with Eric Perry of Central New Hampshire Paranormal Society. He's the co-founder of that. And we thank you. I wish you well on your event this weekend.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure it's going to be a success.
Yeah, bravo. And I need to get a hold of Sandy now. We're going to have a woman's paranormal night.
You can get a hold of her. I will definitely get a hold of her. I will be seeing her. You just let me know the date, and I will make sure that she gives you a call on that time.
Next week.
What date?
Next Monday night.
Okay. Next Monday night.
And we'll have the...
Sounds like I get a night off.
Well, you can still do the
spooky. It does sound like you get a night off.
Please?
All right.
All right, Eric, everybody. Eric Perry out of New Hampshire Paranormal Society. I'll get it right one day, Eric.
It's all good.
And thank you once again. And we'll be talking to you soon. We're gonna go for now, and I've got to do a couple of readings. And thanks once again.
Everyone have a nice night and be safe out there.
All right.
Yeah.
You too, Eric.
All right.
Thank you again.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
And that was Eric Perry of Central New Hampshire Paranormal Society out of Manchester, New Hampshire. To contact them, just visit their website at www.centralnhps.com.
There you go. There you go.
We've got that posted in the chat room already, so make sure you log on there. But it's to the point where we do our mini reading. And what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Psychic Tina Marie. And to contact her, make sure you visit our website at www.misstina.com, MISSTENA.com. There are specials currently running, so please take advantage of those.
Yeah, when I do the readings, if I book any readings while doing this program, I give a portion back to Greater Good Ministry Radio.
So make sure you book those readings tonight. We'll be right back. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Psychic Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal at GulfCoastParanormal.com.
Right, welcome back to the show. That was a good one.
That's right.
We
Eric
had a great
Perry.
Guest.
We love Eric. He's a good guy. Central New Hampshire Paranormal Society, Manchester, New Hampshire.
There you go.
You know, award winner.
There you go.
Award.
Award winner.
Award.
Yes, he did. Paranormal.
That's right.
Very proud of him.
That's right.
And this is primarily paranormal, and thank you so much for tuning in.
But this is the part of the show.
Yeah, we'll open up the phone lines.
Like to open up the phone lines and do some mini readings with our remaining time. We got about 11 minutes left. And to call in, dial 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know you'd like to talk to Miss Tina. And again, this is just a sample of what her abilities are to get the advantage of a full reading. Go to our website, which is www.misstina.com, MISSTENA. com.
There you go.
But we're going to take our first caller tonight is Melvin. You see his birth date there already?
Let's see. Where's it at? There it is. 9/10/6.
Yeah.
9/10.
Okay, Melvin, you're on the air with Psychic Tina Marie.
Hi, thank you all for taking my call tonight.
All right, what's going on, Melvin?
Nothing much. Just want to get a quick mini reading. See what's going on with me.
What's going on with you? Anything in general?
No, ma'am. No, I don't think so.
Okay, you just want to. Okay, let me see what I can pick up on you, Melvin.
Just running the old car in first.
Just running it through there. There you go. We've talked before, Melvin.
Yes, we have. Yes, ma'am.
All right. I know that energy. All right. Let me see what's going on with you. You did get the employment, right?
Which one?
Since we've talked.
Oh, well, I did get a coaching job, but he took it back. So No, ma'am.
Hear that? Well, yeah. Just got to keep that candle lit for you and keep it out there in the elements. All right. I feel that you are going to be doing some form of coaching this summer.
Okay.
So do not keep your head low. Pick it on up and keep on looking. All right. You take care, Melvin, and thank you so much for calling in. Yeah, and it's going to be hot. He'll be coaching in, and it will be hot.
Yep.
Absolutely. Everybody out there, light a candle for Melvin so he can get a coaching job.
That's right, and, you know, I think that's why the ghosts aren't active here in the Gulf Coast during the summer, because it is hot. Do ghosts sweat?
I don't know if ghosts sweat.
We'll have to ask that question one time.
Lord have mercy. All right, let's open up the phone line.
All right. We've got area code 818. You're on with Psychic Tina Marie. We need your name and date of birth, please.
Yes, hi. My name is Danielle, and my date of birth is August 23rd, 1974. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes, I was calling to actually get one of your wonderful mini readings. I had called before and I lost my connection, so I'm so grateful that I'm back in. Get an idea of where I'm at, or if there's any messages for me from Spirit, what I need to work on. I'm trying to open myself up to be a channel and a healer.
All right, let me see what's going on around you. You take a deep breath, kind of clear your little mind there. But I got to tell you, there's something going on with the lower part of your back. There's something going on in the lower part of your quadrant of your body. That's the first thing that I'm picking up. I don't know if you're out of balance, or if you hurt your back, or what's going on.
I have.
I'm being real with you.
Yeah, I have avascular necrosis in both my hips.
Okay. Wow. Oh, Lordy. All right, take a deep breath. Let me push that off me. Bless your heart, darling. As far as spirituality work and light healing work, it's going to come on. It's going to open up. It will. It's just like anything else. Every day you're learning something new. You've got to stay balanced. I'm being honest with you.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here.
Do you have any tools for staying balanced? I'll ask you when you're finished.
Do what, darling?
I'll ask you when you're done.
That's a good question to ask everybody out there. How does a person stay balanced? Eating right, exercising. It doesn't matter if you have to. You got to do something. Stretching. Talk to a doctor. Talk to a nutritionist. Really start. Taking care of yourself. And I mean, then emotionally, and that goes for emotionally also. And every day that we're here on Earth, we've just got to bear the old cross and bear the old burdens of life. But I really feel in time, it's going to all come about for you. You just got to keep plugging at it, get the best education for doing this sort of work, and it will come.
Okay. Got it.
Awesome. Thank you for calling in, Janelle.
Thank you. Do you see, you said my lower part of my body. Are my chakras okay?
Well, I mean, I don't know, because it's with what it is that I do, I'm not a doctor, but that's
okay.
The dark part that I see on your body.
Okay.
That was the first part of your body as a clairvoyant that I was brought to.
Okay.
In other words, you got to take care of yourself.
I'm doing it.
I mean, take care of yourself, whatever it is that you need to do, get her done.
Yes, ma'am.
And as far as your chakras, just start your visualization and clear them puppies.
Okay. Yeah,
start your visualization and push it right on out of you. Get her done. Yeah. All right, everybody, we've got to go. Thank you so much, Janelle.
Thank you.
If I can be any further help, come on over and get you a full, we've got a couple of readings going on right now at www.misstina.com. And if you book one, while I'm doing this program right here, a portion of that will come right back here to Greater Good Ministry Radio.
That's right. We got a 20-minute special for $40 and a 30-minute special for $60. So take advantage of that, because normally those rates are $60 and $90. So, you know, take advantage of that great savings that's there, and that's at www.misstina.com.
All right. This has been a wonderful program. Thank you so much, Bob, for man in the chat room and being such a great co-host.
Well, thank you very much. I love doing it with you, and I love the people in our chat room. I just wish we had a couple more in there that we could have chatted with. But
yes, I'm so sorry. But, you know, and thank you to Eric Perry again.
Eric Perry out of Central New Hampshire Paranormal Society, Manchester, New Hampshire.
Right.
Wonderful guest.
All right. I hope everybody out there will tune in next Monday, right here on Greater Good Ministry Radio, same time, same place, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
And if you have any paranormal needs, you can contact us either at MissTina.com or at GulfCoastParanormal.com. Visit both websites, please.
Yeah.
And get to know us, our team, and what we do, and how we help people. And Tina would love to help you with a psychic reading over at MissTina.com.
There you go. There you go. And love and light and peace to everybody out there. And I hope everybody a very fast, healthy, safe week.
And enjoy the big moon on the 23rd.
There you go. That's Wednesday night.
Is it?
I think it is.
23rd is a Sunday night.
Oh, it's a Sunday night. There you go.
So,
all right. Love and light and peace to everybody out there.
Good night, everybody.